We're taking you on a spiritual journey, a trip of a lifetime to the eternal life. This is Afterlife, featuring gifted guests from around the world who'll connect us to the other side. Here's the creator and host of Afterlife, Sean Valentine.
This is a radio show, probably the one-of-a-kind radio show that explores the afterlife. We get to hear from the other side in one way or another. There are many ways that we can do that, actually, and you've heard that. But check out the website. The latest shows are coming up. We will have the little marquees and bulletins there to tell you about that. One, actually, subject that you've been very fascinated by is transmediumship. And Vicky Monroe, our special guest medium, will tell you that transmediumship would be taking over the body by spirit, with allowance, of course, permission from that person, and they come through and talk.
Right.
Now, we were doing a reading, and you said to Sarbjeet that his grandfather was saying, eat some cake for me, man. I really miss eating the cake.
Oh, yeah.
This is what we have to explain to listeners, that once we become pure spirit, since the physical body is gone, okay, we don't have the luxury of sipping on wine and eating sweets and cookies. We can have the feeling, but not the actual physical experience, and that's what's missed on the other side.
Correct. I cannot tell you how many people or souls that I've spoken to that have said, could somebody please pop a can of beer every now and then during the ball game so I could have a whiff?
Exactly.
You know?
Yes.
I mean, it's one of the biggest requests.
It is.
And that, you know, and chocolate.
Yes, yes. I can imagine that, especially, there are no genders on the other side. But,
exactly.
Yeah. And this is what I've heard as well before, because, again, then sex is meaningless pretty much on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
But spirit misses sex, you know, in a physical body. So anyway, it could go on and on about what it is, because people will say, well, if this spirit world is so beautiful, what are we doing down here? Are you kidding me?
Right.
There's a whole lot of great stuff over here.
Well, down here, this is the university.
Yes.
This is where we learn. This is where we chose this path. Many people will ask me, what's in my future? What does my future hold? Will I fall in love again? Will I do all of these different things? And I have to tell them, you know, in the blueprint that you chose before you entered this life, you chose your beginning, your middle, and your end.
Mm-hmm.
But in between all of those three different aspects, you also chose free will.
Yes.
That is automatically given to us.
Yeah, so you could screw it up or you could achieve it.
Right, whether we choose the right way or the wrong way, we could always get it back to the right way.
Yeah.
It might take a little longer should we have chosen the logical way of going.
That's true. Are you there, Lisa?
Yes.
Oh, you're talking to somebody else?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that... I was just saying...
she got her own conversation going on over there with somebody?
She's a school teacher. Lisa is a school teacher. And, you know, I wasn't sure if I was going to get her or not, so I thought I had to go search, you know, be put on hold and everything.
Yeah,
but she picked up the phone. You know what that means?
She was ready.
That means spirit is ready to talk to you,
right,
Lisa.
Here.
And you know what? Vicky Monroe, our guest, doesn't want to know who you want to talk to. Let's see who comes in for you. Here's Vicky,
Thank
Lisa.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi. Let's see. Lisa has a mother pass for you.
A mother?
Figure.
A mother figure. Mother, grandmother, sister,
yes,
aunt.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Grandmother?
Yes, grandmother.
Okay. And do you know who Elaine, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Who is that?
My mother.
Okay. You're very close to your mother?
Yes.
Okay. Where is this ruby or garnet ring? That can symbolize a birthday or an anniversary, possibly a July or January.
January is my grandmother's birthday.
Thank you. By the way, your grandmother thinks, oh, you colored your hair.
I did.
Yeah. She said, oh, it looks beautiful.
Oh, how funny.
I think it looks good. And you cut it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That part she's not thrilled with. You need to let that grow back.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. You need to let that grow back, and you're too thin. You need to eat more.
Oh, well, hey, she has always told me that my whole life.
I know. She's very, very funny.
Yes.
She's very, very sweet.